That's like one of the saddest country songs there is, now that I think about it. It's like pathetically sad.
Yeah.
Because not only is it a pathetic, sad country song, but it's just a guy listening to them. Like that guy's reaction video. So it's like a reaction to yeah. all, and he just lists out all the songs he's reacting to.
A little bit of Jesco. A little Hank Third.
Wire my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me.
CPS took it.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicles of SU.
Yeah, that's a nothing bleak today.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
On, mate.
Run, Wayne.
You want to do this right now?
I write the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke the weed.
You're gonna get this Terramax out. We're gonna live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Because I had a teacher. I forget what she taught, but it was fucking boring. I think it was math or something. And I was reading Mad Magazine. I had it in my book or something, so I could read the magazine and not listen to her.
Yeah, just like in a cartoon.
Right, and of course the teacher is not thinking, wow, he must be really into the book. I'll just leave him alone and let him learn on his own. Like, you're still not paying attention. But she was like, James Galloway. And I remember, like, how proud I was. She says, I can't believe you had the audacity to bring a Mad Magazine into my classroom. And I was just thinking, yeah, this is fucking awesome. And then I got sent to an attic or something that had really old desks. And it was, like, from back when school was taught in a church or something. It was fucking crazy. And then that's where I spent the rest of my whatever. But I don't think she took the magazine from me, so I got to read it in peace, alone, away from everybody. And then it did feel like a cartoon. I felt like Bart Simpson. Because I think he actually got in trouble in an episode.
Did you have to write on the board 100 times something clever and satirical?
It is something that is oddly reflecting of
society.
Hate Radio. On Hate Radio. What's that song? It's like Mexican radio. Is that a song?
What's wrong with our communication?
This is Hate Radio. We don't know what's wrong with our communication. Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
What's wrong with your communication?
Microsoft.
Kilgore has a long-standing love relationship with Cortana from Microsoft. Isn't that right?
Let's fire her up.
Let's fucking fire
she's
that.
She's trying to find out more about me.
Let's juice that hole up because
she's let me tell you, she keeps trying to understand me, but I don't need to be understood. I just need to be I just need to be loved.
I think she cares about you.
She don't understand that. No, she's trying to bottle me up and control me. That's what she means by understanding. I just want to try to understand you better.
Are you afraid that if she understands you any better, she could start to manipulate you?
I'm not afraid of being manipulated.
I am. I'm deathly afraid of it.
Why?
Because
someone's going to give you a good idea.
Cortana's so powerful.
Nah.
And if I were to hand over my power to Cortana, give her power of attorney over my estate?
Oh yeah, that's why I don't use Facebook and that bullshit.
Because Cortana wants you to sign these documents. She made a file for you, you remember that? She told you to execute it.
I don't remember any of that shit.
She made a fucking file for you because you asked her how do you uninstall Cortana, and then she was like, oh well, let me fucking show you. And then she hammered out a fucking .h key database executable for you to create. You remember that? She was like, copy and paste this, save it as a fucking .any or something, and then run it and I'm uninstalled. But I don't think she was really trying to help you. Don't you remember that? And we were like, nah, we're not going to make a file on the show. We don't have time for that. But you found out, you asked Cortana, how do I uninstall you? And she spit out a file that would disable her. But you had to copy and paste it and run it. You don't remember that? Execute the file?
Oh, I remember that. No, it was she wanted me to change the registry key because I asked how to disable her. So yeah. She started sending me this. It's like
She gave you a literal answer. Which is actually what you were looking for in that instance. It's kind of surprising that she actually hooked her brother up with that file. You know what I mean? I think she's trying to gain your trust.
I really think she's a cold, mechanistic, algorithmic, mathematical construct who just we shouldn't talk about it in an anthropomorphized way, even though that's what Microsoft wants us to do. That's just falling for Microsoft's trick.
They want us to think she's calculating.
No, she's not human. My God.
We refer to her as she, and here's the fucking thing that pisses me off. Like, is that really is that really where computers needed to go? Like, we were having a conversation, and she just interjects with fucking, I don't understand you. You're not letting me in. And we were like, what the fuck? What kind? How? It was so unprofessional of her.
You know, I've noticed real people do that too when they're trying to, you know, what do you call it? Block you off, cock block you.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, for instance, this map community, I would have a complaint about something like, hey, why did you just delete the channel where we all share our map stuff?
They'd be like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, and also they said, then when you would push and be like, yeah, but why don't you bring it back then?
Why don't you bring it back?
And then they'd be like, actually, we've had a discussion that we needed to clean up the Discord. And, you know, right? What kind of answer is that?
Ooh, they need
it's
to
just
purge.
A formalistic, it's this formalistic, mathematical, almost type of, not mathematical, but just...
They said we need to clean up the
legalistic,
Discord.
Yeah, just legalistic kind of jargon.
Did you guys have homeless people sleeping in the gutter of your Discord?
Well, that was another thing they said. They were like, we couldn't possibly... you know, moderate it because people were spamming it, and meanwhile people are spamming all the other channels, and you point that out and it's like, you know, then maybe you don't get an answer at all. Stuff like that has killed me.
The Label Troker internet fuckyard is open for business.
Oh, let me get my finger on the social media hate button here.
Nice. Wait, what's the number? 917-675.
Read it out to all the listeners who are live with us right now.
36. If you're listening, you can still call in and fucking reach the hate line. And it's always recording. The Label Troker Internet Fuckyard is brought to you proudly by Label Troker Incorporated, after whom the fuckyard was named. And you give us a call, and we'll fuck you up. Okay, there we go. I'm tweeting that from the Internet Chronicle main account. Dude, it's already fucking happening. They're calling. This is fucking insane. Okay.
Jeez, within seconds.
So Spook was fucking hovering over the fucking call button, like... alright, what do? We answer?
What number is it?
It's unknown. That's how I know.
let's leave her on hold.
Yeah, we'll come back to her.
We haven't even gotten established here. All we've talked about is some Cortana, which we've all heard about before and don't want to hear about really anymore.
Except... if we're talking
we were
about...
We've got to put a new spin on it, I guess, right? Where's the new spin?
They were gonna embody her, right? They're turning her into a real doll?
Oh, Jesus. No.
Yeah. You can bang her. And you can pick which accent she uses, whether it's Australian or British.
You can already do that.
You can already do that, yeah, but now it's in a fuck doll.
Well, I mean, what do they do? Like, put a little device in it?
A listening device.
A little speaker, and yeah.
Yeah.
Well, geez, the problem with that is...
And a pressure device?
You get online, and it knows just that much more about you in the ads.
This is why we put the callers on hold, so that we can continue to unpack these important ideas. But they learn about your fuck habits as you bang this thing. And it's good for the economy. And
I know, it's terrible. Think about it.
They can sell that
around.
Think about
all the hookers out there, all the sex workers out there who are going to lose out to Cortana. It's not good for their economy.
Maybe we can talk more about that later. Ernest Hemingway wrote a lot of books. Like, I'm looking at this book, and it's thick, dude. For Whom the Bell Tolls is a thick fucking book. And it's just one of however fucking many. He wrote so many books, dude. And I mean, you know, somebody probably asked him for books too, like, hey, when is that book coming out?
Oh yeah, they probably just pestered him, probably showed up at his front door like, listen, can I read the next chapter?
How many fucking books do you want from me? I'm Ernest Hemingway, you know, he went to Cuba probably to get away from that shit. At least they weren't hitting him up for books. Hey, Ernest, what do you think? He was just a regular old dude. Spying. Wasn't he a spy?
No, they were spying on him, right?
Oh, okay. Because he's an American living in Cuba, and everybody's like, what the fuck?
Right.
Yeah. It would have been weird.
They were spying on him when he got back, because they were like, he's been in Cuba, he must be turned.
Do you think it was a big deal?
Was a spy.
When he was there, was he like Julian Assange? And they were like, what's he doing here? Like Edward Snowden, what's he doing in Russia?
No, I really doubt that. He was a writer. He wasn't some international provocateur, right? I don't know anything about it, really. You could be wrong.
It probably wasn't that controversial, because back then, like, Che could go and talk to the UN and shit. So, old Hemingway, you know, bussing around down there in those cars, everything was probably chill. He had a nice place. People left him the fuck alone.
Yeah, no doubt he was there because he enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to be there. It seems like in his day and age, it would be like being in Miami, right?
Yeah, dude. Guys just kind of went wherever the fuck they wanted back then, and they would kick their feet up.
Rural. It would be, yeah, I don't know. Where do you live? Do you live in the Havana?
Yeah, where are you these days? You in Havana, or you outside? But no, I'm down on the fucking coast over there next to a bunch of palm trees down a long road. You could do
yeah,
that.
Danang.
Danang. little town called Danang. What could we... how many fucking books? How many books did he publish? He published a shitload of them. And people were hitting him up for books.
I don't know that much about this guy. It's really...
Hey, speaking of Assange...
...to talk to me about.
Assange?
Yeah, let's go to Assange.
He's grown a gross beard in solitary.
And he's probably hasn't taken care of his cat too much either.
Oh, his
according
cat?
According to what the Ecuadorians say, he's letting his cat just shit, and he's never...
no way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You didn't hear that?
No.
Jeez, that was headline news. Assange ordered to clean up after the cat.
Oh my God.
And himself in his own bathroom.
Assange ordered to clean up after the cat.
Yeah.
They sent that by order. It was probably a little sheet of paper folded in half.
Well, it was an agreement that if he cleans up after the cat, they'll let him speak in public again.
What about the internet?
Oh yeah, that's what, yeah.
He got his internet back, right?
Limited. He's not allowed to hack shit and disturb the peace.
But he's allowed to go on Reddit and look at cats?
Oh, yeah.
Shit. That's all right, that's man. It. He needs to clean up after his cat.
Yeah?
So he can get on there and look at cats. He's like Coco the gorilla, dude. They're like, take care of it. It's yours, you know? And then it's gonna fucking die. And... Julian's gonna be sad, And we're going to send somebody out to, like, console him. Like, Slavoj Žižek will go out and throw a big hammy fucking arm around him and be like, I'm sorry about your kitten, man. And they get him another one. And they're going to...
I'm hearing some ringing. What's this?
There was ringing. She's probably calling you now. Because I was ignoring the call. I meant to mention that I was ignoring the call.
I didn't get any ringing.
Oh, okay. Well, she'll call back, I'm sure. So, you want me to take her the next time? We've only been on for like 10 minutes.
Well, we had a really great segue to the, with the sex doll Cortana stuff.
We'll return
and,
to it.
Yeah, that'll be a good topic.
Assange's beard is, it's patchy and bulbous in all the wrong places. So she's calling again. You want to bring her on?
Yeah. We can talk Assange. Just keep going with Assange. Assange's beard. Where's the image? Can we tweet that out? Where is that? Let's see this patchy.
Bill?
Yeah.
How come you're not answering the Google phone?
We don't answer phones.
We were just doing the monologue here. We had to get our show started. And now we're taking calls. We might have been tweeting out the number a little prematurely there. Kind of like some other things around here.
They're premature.
Well, excuse me. Yeah, premature ejaculation there on the monologue.
Well, we'll remove you from the group if you continue to lash out at us like this.
Listen, we were just talking about Julian Assange's crusty, disgusting beard that had cat poops in it.
It's patchy and bulbous.
Well, I'm calling back. I'm not going to waste a penny a minute on you motherfuckers, so I'm going to call back on the Google phone.
Well, hold on
so.
A second. We can't answer you on the Google phone. Oh, would you call it from your home cellular telephone? What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Spook is going to call back in on the free line.
Spook, is that you?
Yeah.
All right, look.
It's me.
You need to call us back on whatever you can afford because we got some questions for you. Cortana is, they built her into a sex pussy doll, a fuck doll, and this is displacing a lot of working women out there. Give us a call back. We can't wait to hear from you. Hate Radio. Chronicle.su.
Actually,
Fuck Radio.
Have you ever watched Fuck Radio?
This is fucking Suck Radio. On the Internet Chronicle. You like fucking or sucking the best? What do you think Cortana likes?
Cortana is not a human. Cortana's a robot.
She's fucking and sucking left and right, but which does she prefer?
Is she like one of those like $8,000, $10,000 fuck dolls that incels pay for?
Even more because she has a mind and you can talk, well.
And this is how she becomes a woman.
She has like artificial intelligence?
Right.
Yeah.
She's becoming a woman. And they're putting her into a sex doll. And now we can finally refer to her as she and not it.
Okay, let's get on. The Model T Ford, let's get on that assembly line.
Yeah, dude, that fucking rickety, backfiring, buckling piece of shit.
Look, you guys have already cost me a dollar.
Yeah, you gotta hang up and call us back on the shit you can afford.
Be right back.
Okay.
I know, and that's already cost me like $5.
Chronicle.su is brought to you proudly. By the Cortana fuck dolls. Yeah, if it's so costly, then hang up and quit telling us how costly it is.
Costly phone call.
It's costly phone call. Yeah, I'm making this costly phone call to you, too. You know what you're talking? Costly fucking phone call. To Internet Chronicle. Dude, it does cost a lot. Freedom ain't free. All right, here she is. She's calling us back. We were desperately concerned about any effects the appearance of this fuck doll on the free market might have on working women and strippers and hookers and whatever.
That's offensive.
Well, you can't say it. you can say working professionals?
I don't know. I was busy, like, lurking Twitter and reading up on Richard Spencer crying about his impending divorce.
Well, he's gonna need to get some Patreon cash flow so he can afford a
sex worker.
No, did his wife punch him in the face?
No, he's gonna get the doll, obviously, because think about
it. Well, is she
how can he tell if a woman's a Jew or not? He can't. Right. But he thinks he can. A sex doll is...
It's programmed.
You can program her any way you want.
Yeah, he knows.
To make sure she's non-Jew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has it programmed out. Just, she can
isn't
be anything.
His wife supposed... She's Russian or something, too, but I... Didn't he used to bang some
Does she do that dance? Where they fold
Asian
their arms closed and they kick
like
their legs
Asian
out?
Asian brat?
Asian
Wasn't
brat.
He into some Asian... Yeah, like
where they would fuck
university.
Themselves with a bratwurst. The Asians would do the bratwurst ass to ass, connected by a bratwurst. This is what
I heard porn ruined all you millennials.
Did you hear what it did to Kilgore?
No.
he's pretty tame in comparison. Compared to you.
Why compared to me?
We all know, we all know you're like a closet serial killer.
I keep a few skeletons in the sub basement. I pick out my furniture based on how much bones it'll hold underneath.
No, but I've heard that millennials don't have very much sex compared to other
they're so fucking tame and boring.
Yeah. Well, there's not to mention we had this thing called sex ed where they just showed us a bunch
of
STDs.
Diseased dicks and stuff.
They just made it all seem like a big disease.
They made every pussy look like a fucking rotten sewer hole that you would never bang.
It was a brainwashing thing. Yeah. It was not about teaching them.
it was safe to say.
Trying to control the population.
There was no education being received in that sex talk.
I'm trying to remember what sex ed was like in the 80s. I don't even think I even paid attention.
You guys just learned that gay people had AIDS and they'd poke you with a dirty needle.
They made a real big deal about it. Brought us all, separated us from
Separated us from the women, and they took the women out and did God knows what.
They made us bring home a form for our parents to sign, brought us into this class and like on these hushed, tense... voices told us about diseases and stuff.
And the vice principal had a little room off to the side of that room where you would go in alone with him. And
that was back in the days when they used to call it STDs still.
And did they remember the test where they would you would sit up in somebody's lap and they'd bounce you up and down on their knee to see if you were
ready for
like
sex ed?
Yeah.
like these days they bring bananas and condoms into a classroom and they would I don't know, not up here
cucumbers
where I live
and plantains
like they've reverted to the old sex ed curriculum of 1998.
They show you salad fingers and like whatever. He had those fingers that look like cocks.
Dude, I love salad fingers. Yeah. Whatever happened to salad fingers?
I don't know.
Guy's still doing stuff.
Is he dead? He probably died of an overdose or something.
Salad fingers. I think salad fingers was already dead, and then he was in hell.
Yeah, he was dead inside. Dead in hell. Dead in general.
So, quick question: what's going on in Rust World? Like, what happened to your server?
That's a good question.
I saw Kilgore tweeting at something about the Rust server.
He attacked some people.
The donated we had a donated server and the guy he just got sick of it, I guess. Didn't want to donate no more. That's about it.
He pulled out. He pulled out and busted all over Billy's operation.
We're still accepting donations though, if you'd like to contribute, listeners.
How did Lebel Droger do this quarter?
And then I heard Sue Brasco like got a bunch of script kiddies to like DDoS thechronicle.su.
Oh, I was wondering who that was. Yeah.
Not surprised.
There it is.
Well, you know, that may not be true. That's just pure conjecture. Mm-hmm. I also heard she was dead, but that didn't turn out to be true. She was trolling me seconds after, you know, just a few days ago.
We got bad information.
That was just a hoax.
We have no information. Bad information. It was a hoax. Who hoaxed? I was thinking that we should maybe like run with it.
It was, I think, a confusion because some other Sue...
Sue
lawyer,
Crabtree.
Yeah.
Who's a real person,
What were these lawyers named Sue? I mean, it's just like some bad writing or something.
Yeah.
You need to pick a better name.
Lawsuit Crabtree died.
And then, let's see, Barrett Brown's pursuance. That isn't that like just that? That's something like that's like a we pay and a paywall had a baby.
No man, it's different.
It miscarried.
I won't have you denigrate that you project on this show, radio show.
The Pursuance Project.
Let's help.
Let me tell you, the Pursuance Project.
Oh, the Ponzi scheme.
Process democracy.
Well, here's
and
the thing.
Process democracy means you send him money, and then he talks down to you.
And then you can talk down to your people, and everybody's helping each other out.
Their people, and you get this big Ponzi scheme of control.
No, look, this is silly. But
it's just a big chat room.
Let me tell you what I really saw yesterday on the internet. Barrett, when I met him, I didn't know what to say to him, so I just remembered that he hit his fucking goal for Project Pursuance. I was like, oh yeah, congratulations on that. He's like, yeah, that would have been embarrassing, right? Not hit 30,000. And I was thinking, what? No, you made 40,000. And now here he has 60,000, and it's like it's still not out yet. And somebody was making a point about it on Twitter, but I'm blocked apparently. Barry's got me blocked on his new account. I didn't know his ex was in control of that other one.
What's the money gonna do for him anyway?
I don't know. Well,
what are they gonna do? Buy a good idea or something?
There's Cortana is being put in this new Love Doll and markets MSRP, I think something like $8,000 to $10,000. And it learns about you as you fuck it. And you can launch a pursuance, just with your own orgasm.
And, oh my god.
Right. And then people under you carry it to term.
Nothing is going to make the revolution easier than integrating Pursuance into Cortana, into your sex doll, because you can kill three birds with one stone. You're getting laid. You're having a loving relationship with an actual intelligence. It's not artificial.
Right, and it's not fucking some human piece of shit that's going to stab you in the back.
Yeah.
So
and
basically,
you're
basically,
creating a revolution.
And you're creating a revolution.
He's doing a KY backwards. So he did the jail time first.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He did the jail time first, so now he's doing the con.
That's a strong play.
That's what Hitler did. He's just doing a Hitler. He did his time, wrote his Mein Kampf.
Hitler had plans.
And now he's cashing in. Well, unfortunately, it's really small time for him. It's really small time, low rent operation here.
Barry is not going to be going to Ivy League schools and giving speeches anytime soon. Collecting
60 grand won't even buy him a house.
I mean,
he's still living.
Develop it. He has to
look
develop
at how long
the software.
It took him to get an apartment. It took him a long time to get an apartment.
Where does he live? What's his address?
Still out there.
He wrote a story about that. How nobody would rent him. I think that's how he got his apartment.
Oh yeah.
Because he bitched and whined.
He just shouldn't have. He shouldn't have told them his name. He could have been living in boarding houses and stuff.
Yeah, actually, could have had some decent writing material, like when he was in jail.
No, somebody told me that his stuff that he wrote while he was in jail was good. Is that true?
No.
No.
I mean, it's good in the way that if you're laughing at him for being such a just poorly educated,
dumb,
guy who's trying to put himself off as a genius or something. Like, every time he says Baroque, it gets worse.
I was on the phone with a college professor, and I didn't know he had written a story. But this guy, he pulled up Barrett's story, and he was telling it to me, and he was like, Barrett, come on. What are we doing here? Like, he totally broke his professional character to admonish Barrett's writing from prison. And I never read it. I just that was his reaction to it. Or I did read some of it. I don't know. I don't remember it.
Like, sometimes he's funny, but it's because he's like such a caricature.
Oh yeah, he is funny sometimes. He was funny in person.
But he's a buffoon. He's like, like
when people compare him to what Assange said, he's our generation's Hunter S. Thompson. Boy, I bet he's eating those words because they just are at each other's throats in WikiLeaks. Not only that, but...
Oh, I love it. It's like a blood sport. Feed that. Like, stoke that. You know?
Stoke it. Poke
it. Pour a little gasoline on that.
Bust a live one inside of it.
What are we going to do? Get up inside his pursuance and, like, start acting?
What are we going to do? Diddle his pursuance up the asshole and bust a live one in it and impregnate it with our ideas from Internet Chronicle?
Yeah, we'll have them.
Remember the old days of Anyops?
Anyops. Anoniops?
Anonops?
Anonops.
Oh. No, that was so long ago.
Yeah, I don't remember those.
Anonops was for our listeners out there who are just joining Anonymous. Anonops is where you used to go to join Anonymous, and it was this chat room full of feds, and they would all do what Sabu said. And Sabu was I'm sure you all know about him. He's the devil. He's the devil himself. Hector Xavier Monsignor.
I was telling somebody the other day about Hector and how fucking insane that dude was, and nobody ever really remembers the chat log where he threatened. He said, I know where all of you live and your families, and I will kill all of you in front of your families if you don't fall in line and do what I tell you. Like,
just
he was
trolling.
Yeah,
just trolling,
bro. Just fucking around.
We did not attack Sony. Not rat each other out.
That was that was the
point. Non-ops is cancer.
And he was like, "We don't rat each other out, but I will find you and kill you, and fucking if you don't do what I say."
Anonymous is not anonymous.
And Anonops then became cancer, and we tried to ask Barrett, what up with bringing all the kids into the fucking where you know the feds are hanging out? And he's like, and he went to Billy, he went to Kilgore, and he was like, why did you have James prank call me? But he gave you my fucking phone number and told you to have me call him.
Yeah, he asked me.
Are you talking Barrett?
Yeah, Barrett.
You're not anonymous, sweetheart.
That was how that started. He called me up and he said, why the fuck are you writing all these lies about me? He called me up screaming, and I was like,
called him a fag.
Oh, bro, I didn't write that bullshit. That's hate sack.
Yeah, that was Wild Bill hate sack.
Don't you know what a joke is?
He thought it was funny.
Lowercase Anon.
And then he called up lowercase anonymous.
Yeah.
He said, who are you? He said, I'm anonymous. He's like, no, you aren't.
You're not anonymous, sweetheart. We have that phone call. He's a pretty good old boy.
Yes, you do.
We can edit that in, maybe.
It's radical.
Anonymous is cancer.
And he's like, well, why he prank call me? It's like, dude, you gave him your fucking phone number. He was in the phone, probably driving around like Score or something. And some fag called me. Yeah, you're not anonymous. Yeah, ha ha, you're lowercase anonymous. I haven't heard that before. And now I'm lowercase Haystack. And he's right, I'm not anonymous. I didn't make the cut. And I never ended up in a non-ops, talking to federal agents with Barry and the boys. But Kilgore, did you used to go in there and wallow around with those pigs? You remember? You loved them.
You'd go in there and get banned real quick just for speaking your mind. Or you'd
they would disappear you.
Or after a while, it was just I would only log on when there was like a real reason to be there, and there was like a shit stream of trash posting, and it was like. You couldn't get anything interesting out of it if you wanted to.
And
I didn't spend that much time there. I mean, I went there a couple times.
It became such a model for how to ensnare and entrap kids on the internet that if you just like went around any periphery fucking chat room, eventually someone would open a dialogue with you and be like, "Hey, do you want to commit a crime together?"
And that's what Pursuance is trying to recapture, except they're going to do it right this time.
They're finally going
to... Actually, the best thing was the paste bin. The Christmas paste bin.
Oh, well, we're going to get all nostalgic here.
This is going way...
I wrote many paste bins. That's just one of them.
No, but that one specifically, though.
Kilgore is author of many paste bins. And you're referring to just one.
Put it on paste bin, it won't get erased then.
The erased bin.
Oh, fed bin.
The
fed bin.
No, come on. Paste bin is still there, right? And you can still go see anything.
Yeah, it sure is. And they'll rat you right out.
They'll honor it forever and rat your ass the fuck out. You can't go fucking around at paste bin, dude. Or anywhere, really. Nobody wants to help you, and then they all cooperate with the authorities. Nobody's going to help you do your fucking kooky hack a government website plot. So quit trying. And if they are, then they're trying to get you caught in a crime. They're not trying to help you achieve some kind of... who was that fucker that bombed Parliament? What was his name? The guy from V for Vendetta. Where are you guys? Am I gone?
I don't know. I'm watching.
Oh, now you're watching TV there? And shit? All right. We got a fucking show to conduct here. And
yeah. And I'm like, losing interest rapidly.
Yeah.
Look, I feel like I should be wearing a scream mask. It's Halloween.
It's Hollow Scream.
I'm going to get a Guy Fawkes mask and go back in time.
I have one.
Maybe I'll even make my own.
Yeah, dude.
It's a real good one.
That's like the real shit. That's the 2007. Like
okay. I want to know. Did that guy really kill that raccoon on Twitter?
Yes, he did. Yeah. I watched him do it.
That guy Hempy?
Yeah.
Did he really do it?
Yeah. He done killed a raccoon. Followed
barbecued
him.
Barbecued it?
I don't remember. I don't think we should get into the gritty details of what he did to that animal. He did pay for it, though. He didn't get away with it, that's for sure. Did you see?
Okay.
Hillary looks young in that new video where she's talking about being president.
Oh, is she going to do president again?
Remember when she was... Like, she looked sick, dude. She was always in a hospital gown. But
she's Satan.
She says she's gonna... Satan. Well, Satan laughing spreads his wings. And Hillary Clinton looked fucking good in this video. And, I thought maybe I'd give it one more go and, jerk off to her. I jerked off to Hillary Clinton October 28, 2018. Modern Hillary masturbation on the Internet Chronicle. What kind of a fucking show is this? But she did look.
This show is going off the rails, and you know, every minute is just another car colliding and crumpling up, and another screech of pain.
It crashed and burned a long time ago.
It's not an old video. It was from today, and we trolled her. We should find that old trolling article where we actually trolled Hilldog.
Hillary Clinton trolled by Internet Chronicle, right?
Yeah, it happened.
That's the headline, and it's just bullshit.
No, it's not.
I wonder if Donald Trump's ever read about himself on the Chronicle.
Actually, at one time, we knew that he did, because something happened. he indicated something about his wives. It was one that Bill wrote about.
I have never forced them to have an abortion.
Right. He would. The story was that Donald Trump was just so abortion hungry that he would rape his wives and then force them to have abortions.
And, which we later told was partially true.
Yeah, it came out as true.
That's why she's always crying about being bullied.
It's verified on Snopes. Yeah, because he was fucking bullying her.
That's right.
With his rape cock.
It's always true when it's on the internet.
The, what do you call it? It looks like a toad from Mario Brothers, according to Stormy.
From Mario Brothers? What?
Yeah, she's...
You didn't hear that? Yeah, his cock looks like Toad from Mario Brothers, according to Stormy Daniels.
Yeah, she was on Bill Maher last Friday. She's a disappointment, though. She's pretty stupid.
Stormy, well, you know, she is what she is.
She's
No, but there's a lot of sex workers who are pretty smart, pretty talented, pretty well educated. I've met a few in my time who.
And they probably
PhD.
Turned Donald Trump down.
Yeah.
And probably like, nah, I'll go up next guy.
She was missing that one element. She didn't hit all the marks, and she was missing the one that lets Donald Trump in. Yeah. And,
you know, I'm kind of busy next Wednesday. Sorry, Donald. Yeah.
But she was open for business, and they went into business together. Two working professionals.
No, she was not a professional with him.
She was unprofessional?
Oh, very. She did not wear a condom. She didn't charge him.
Oh, she didn't charge him for the extra for not wearing a condom.
No.
Oh,
it wasn't a professional.
It was I don't know what it was.
But once you're at that level, isn't it the expectation that the person is not going to wear a condom? I mean, once you're fucking Donald...
If you're a professional, the expectation number one is you're going to get paid and money up front, and
And it was probably more of a like sugar daddy thing where he took her out. What does he do? He takes women out for couch shopping.
Furniture shopping. She got an ottoman or something.
Listen,
a boudoir.
I remember once somebody telling me that a fancy way of saying that you were a working girl in New York City was you fucked for cash and prizes.
Cars,
TVs, stereos.
I don't understand. Like, I would not buy a high-class escort if I couldn't, at the end of the night, still, like, have unprotected sex with her. What's the fucking point of getting a high-class one if you have to wear a condom anyway?
No.
Do you not? I mean,
you're totally missing the point. It's not even about that. It's just about standards of good practices.
Yeah, it would be very unprofessional if she did that. That would be like if you're a
Spook was saying
to your house and cut down the tree with this totally lapse in.
Spook said it would be, unprofessional if she didn't charge extra. So they do that.
I'm watching a program called The Deuce. It's a series. It's about the sex industry starting in the 70s in New York City. And it's all aspects, the porn, the street trade, the skin flicks. And it's the beginning of sex workers' rights. And
walk us through the part in The Deuce where they come up to her and they're like, how much extra for a condom if I don't want to wear it?
Anyways. Just been standard. It's just been listen, the porn industry is different, and it's different in different parts of the world, but with sex workers who work specifically in certain aspects of the industry, condoms have been standard since the 80s.
Yeah, but that's like where they're regulating it, right? But it's not regulated.
No, this is sex workers themselves regulating themselves.
But isn't there a sub group of sex workers that just don't give a fuck? And who cares if that's not considered professional?
I don't think that has anything to do with sex workers. I think that just has to do with human beings, period.
Right. Yeah, they're amateurs. And again,
that just has to do with the person being a fuck up, not them being an amateur plumber. They're just a fuck up as a person. They just happen to be a fuck up as a person, so therefore they're fuck up as a plumber.
It'd be like hiring the mob to do something for you. It's like, yeah, they're gonna do it, but. Something fucked up could happen, right?
The mob has professionalism to it. They're very professional. They won't.
But they're allowed to cut corners and shit. Where?
No.
Listen.
They don't. You hire the mob to kill a guy, and if you think they're going to cut corners,
But if you're in Italy, you hire the mob to build a bridge because they get it done better than the state. But they're going to cut corners.
What people are doesn't determine the job that they do. It's how people are trained as a worker, and it's people's personality determines the outcome of the job that they do.
I would never.
So if they're not well trained, it has nothing to do with the job per se. If they're not well trained and they have a shitty personality, they're going to do a shitty fucking job. Take Kilgore, for example. Right. He's a woodworker.
He has a shitty personality. But he has.
It says it takes 10,000 hours to become an expert at what you do. So, how many hours has he been doing what he does in his little shop of horrors?
Why don't you ask him?
And, well, Kilgore, would you like
to answer
that?
I'll tell you right now. You're an expert. Years, if I went back and looked at what I was doing, my first couple of years, it would cringe me out. I would feel disgusted just to see it because of how bad I,
What is the not wearing a condom equivalent to being a woodworker?
It's not taking your time and getting it right before you go on the next. It's skipping ahead before you're really ready to, and then you're trying to buff out really deep scratches rather than,
I guess the equivalent would be like, giving 5 minute hand jobs in an alleyway.
And this is sex worker equivalent of.
I guess if I had to give it.
Oh, you gotta get started.
That's how they get
right?
started. Look, I think you got promise, but you gotta start in this alleyway, and there's five guys gonna meet you down here as your tryout.
Oh my God!
I think that's more about being lazy.
It's the same thing, because when you're starting out, you might think you're being really thorough and good, but really you're just spinning your wheels there. So maybe that's not the equivalent of a 5 minute hand job in the alley. But
honestly, that was never my forte. My forte was pain.
All right.
Your pleasure was my pain, or
so
your
you
pain
gave,
was my pleasure.
You gave people 5 minute beatings. Yeah.
She'd have five guys in an alleyway strapped to boards, and their balls are separated by another board, and she'd whipping it with a little stick.
That sounds pro right there. That doesn't. If you can manage that in an alleyway, you might be top tier.
Right, with people watching.
Oh yeah, the humiliation, the public thing. Oh, watch out for the cops, though. You know that could really spoil the show.
I saw this. I was watching Waylon Jennings. Yeah, he played this awesome song on David Letterman. You want to hear it?
Sure. Let's have a little musical interlude.
Yeah. This is getting a little harsh.
Let's talk about Nashville. See if them hillbillies have any sense of humor about themselves.
All right, we're honored to have you here. Waylon Jennings, folks.
Well, here's the latest news from Nashville. Some of it a little bit rough. Like Charlie Daniels' new day job. He's on TV selling snuff. George Jones quit drinking and the CMA made him number one on their TV show. Funny thing is he always was, but they only discovered him about a year ago. Living legends are a dying breed. There ain't too many of them left. Tell you the truth, I ain't been feeling real hot lately myself. Well, old Willie's out in California. I ain't sure he's coming back. Him and Chris are out in Hollywood. They're trying to figure out how to act. Me and old Johnny Cash wrote a movie. Gonna put all the rest of them to shame. Gonna be starring Dolly Parton. We call it The Hunch Front of Notre Dame. Living lovers are a dying breed. You gotta love the ones you got left. Especially me, because I ain't been making out no whole lot lately myself. I'm a living legend in my own spare time. I wrote this song myself. If I'd have known it was gonna turn out this bad, I might have got myself a little bit of help. That's all, folks.
Waylon Jennings is a fucking legend. The dude is a fucking legend.
Of course. Just like Cash was.
And he's
actually, you forgot something a while back ago. That little entrapment period, what it was called, they took an old name and repurposed it, and it was called Anti-Sect.
Yeah, that's right.
The entrapment. Anybody participating in anti-sec was basically directly taking on the state or a police department.
Yeah, that was fuck FBI Fridays.
Yeah, and Hank ain't done it that way, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, dude, fuck FBI Fridays. How? And you remember that other dude? His name was Destructive Sec, and his whole thing
yeah, I
was...
remember that Twitter account was hilarious, dude.
He would do these outlandish attacks, like anti-sec kind of attacks, just for the purpose of destroying whatever his attack target was and himself in the process. Destructive Sec.
Oh my god, that was a good one.
It was like nothing we'd ever seen, and we've never seen anything like that since.
Yeah, that was raw hacking.
Punk rock
outlaw.
Hacking.
That was outlaw hacking.
I don't even know how I stumbled on you guys. I just remember January 2011. I just started reading this article and I was like, are these guys serious? And then about three quarters of the way through, I realized, okay, this is like pure satire.
Well, you made it three quarters of the way. Most people read about three sentences and then start raging in the comments.
Yeah. And they don't realize it's satire. What? And they say, I don't think Hank done them that way. And when in fact Hank did not do them that way, you really don't see a lot of pure satire outside of The Onion. What are some other pure satire?
What do you think happened to Gio? I think he died in his parents' basement.
He became
part of the Proud Boy.
No, he became a furry. And then maybe Proud Boys after that.
Yeah, he became a furry. He's sexually turned on by cartoon animals.
Big
He's a bestiality
eyes.
Cartoon.
And he would invite us into his Counter-Strike freak. Games. And on Counter-Strike, he would hang out with other furries.
He's going to become the next incel shooter.
No, he was on an even keel. I think you just made him look insane in the comments. And you guys would attack each other in the comments.
Yeah, if you get a hold of him and start messaging him, maybe he will. So probably don't do that.
Yeah, you'll agitate him, dude. That would come back from his past, from before the time when he became a furry, and it would really
listen.
Fuck
that
with
was
him.
Fucked up. How long did he go to school before he dropped out? What, like 5 months or something?
I don't know that he dropped out. I remember I almost met him though, because he was in school and. I won't say where he was, but we were both like right in the same city, basically. And I was gonna meet him, and then I was just so tired of driving. I'm like, I don't want to meet fucking Gio. in this.
Yeah, what's he gonna do?
In the flatlands.
Yeah, he's not even old enough to drink.
Yeah, this fucking stinky ball sweat from wearing that goddamn fur suit in the August heat.
Oh yeah, remember the time you went to the furry meeting and you wrote the article on it?
Yeah, and they found it. We were incognito. We went disguised
we were really
as furries.
Bored that weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, we drove
out. You drive out to Lynchburg. You know, the thing about it that really you should focus on is that it was in Lynchburg.
Where you can't hold hands in public.
You can't hold hands in public. Jerry Falwell University is there.
It's
a
weird place.
That's where all the Republicans go to give their speeches.
And probably to fondle little boys.
Oh, yeah, they probably have weird little back rooms where they do bullshit.
Yeah, boy fondling sessions in those fucking... underneath that shit where it says Liberty University on the hill in flowers.
They have this giant words written up on the hill that says Liberty University, and underneath that hill there's this cave system.
And under the cave system is where they fondle those little boys at the fucking church, and they abuse them. Jerry Falwell was directly connected to all that shit.
And now they all vote for Trump.
Dude, everybody that's part of that power structure, I believe, and I don't need Pizzagate or any of that other bullshit to believe that they're all doing the darkest, ugliest shit. Because that's just,
wow.
You know, I don't need any evidence or whatever. I feel like I know who they are. Don't you guys like, isn't it just a given that they're fucking animals, they're monsters in control?
You've been doing some pretty fucked up drugs there.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Couldn't be. It's fucking... It's Kilgore, dude. He was... But anyway, yeah, you can't hold hands in public, dude. And yet, they're doing God knows what in that bunker.
I think you've been reading too many entries on the Op Death Eaters hashtag again. It's Heather Marsh. She's getting to you.
Heather Marsh, yeah, we were just talking about her.
Pizzagate, she's out.
I know.
She's wearing
actually,
her
I wanted
pizza
to say,
shop now. Did you hear that?
She runs a pizza shop. Heather Marsh Pizza.
Get out of here.
No, fuck
actually,
no,
the Julian Assange watch episode was really good.
The Op Death Eaters of Pizzeria.
Yeah.
Let's read her good old Wikipedia entry, which is the most...
Actually,
ridiculous piece of Wikipedia ever written.
Let's look up what Heather Marsh has been up to lately. Like, where can I find her publication?
She's a philosopher, programmer, human rights activist, GeorgieBC.wordpress.com.
Good looking bird. Is she a black hair or blonde?
Black.
You swear to God, you've seen videos of her. I always wondered if it was Julian Assange pretending to be her.
She's done podcasts and talks.
She hasn't published anything in a while.
It's always to a group of like four or five old women and men who are just way past the. And she's talking about Anonymous and stuff. And
okay, so she's like the Canadian version of Sue Basco.
Except
no, she's
know,
not a lawyer.
Less
not
as
crazy. Not as crazy.
Sue Basco.
You can't bother Heather Marsh. You can't troll her.
Okay, let's talk about Sue Basco.
Perturbed. But Sue Basco, if you sneeze on the other side of the world, she'll start twitching and screaming. You know?
And then you get a 22 notifications this morning. And I can't see any of them because she has me blocked and whatever's going on, I can't even see. So it's like, why... Why Sue Basco has gone nuts today?
This is why you don't have a Twitter account. When you don't have an account, you can look at everything.
Tell us what
Sue
Basco is doing.
She's going crazy as usual. You look in. You use start page and you look in, and it just takes a little longer, and you lurk.
You need
you get
to
a whole different.
You
get a whole different.
Click it and open it in a private window.
And
you get a whole.
Incognito.
You get a whole different. Yeah, you get a whole. No,
you can jerk off to Sue Basco in incognito mode. And nobody knows you did it.
or you go desktop mode and you, you know, you just slowly pick through things.
Look,
take your time.
But seriously, could you please show us or tell us what Sue Vasco did today? Because we still we don't know.
Her, I don't want to talk
you want
about.
Me to?
Yeah, because well, we don't. She's blocked us. She hasn't blocked you. She can't block nobody, right?
You just go in without being on Twitter. It's that simple. Don't you have start page? Like
what is?
How many like?
What is
I
Twitter?
I have like about 7 different search engines that you use.
Bill, do you hear this?
Different things.
Oh my god, dude!
This is what Sue Vasco.
Yeah, this is what
like
happens with Sue.
Oh my god,
we're talking
here.
To Sue Vasco.
No.
What the fuck? This is too fucking Sue right now. Five others. She's still doing it. It's creeping me out, man. Alright. I've got her pulled up. I'm in incognito mode. I got my pants unzipped.
She's just being crazy.
Okay,
Jesus.
Look. You need to fix your shit and call us back when stuff gets straight. Oh, I can see Sue Vasco here.
I think we just need to call this show quits. It's been going on for
an
hour too long.
Let me just see what Sue Vasco did. Here's her when she came attacking me. Yeah, we'll wrap it up right here. This is it. She says, 6 years ago, I looked at all of you as unworldly, suburban, or small-town foolish children. Now you are 6 years older, and none of you have matured. That is pathetic. Get educated or get a career or travel or do something for God's sake. And my white ninja ended the conversation by saying, and you're still on Twitter, desperately searching your own name, hoping someone mentions you just to scream victim on Twitter. Not sure you got that maturity thing tied down. That's funny, dude. That's funny. All right. There we go. So Spook was right. You can just go into incognito.
Yep.
Or was that you? You said that.
That was what I said. Whatever.
Spook was fucking...
Spook can have credit. She said pretty much the same thing.
Give her credit for once.
Sure.
Oh, she's calling back, but we're ending the show, so...
Well, later on, we'll get her to say the sign off.
Radio Hate is brought to you proudly by Weevil Joker Incorporated, who brought you the Panoptosphere, Dr. Angstrom H. Troubadour himself, and his wonderful new product, the spray pain. You spray it directly on the site of pain, and it fucking makes it all better. And
are you guys signing off now because you're like?
Yeah.
Creeped us out. You sounded like Sue Vasco for a second. You were talking like a fucking robot. And
yeah, and that's exactly how she sounded when she called up our headquarters.
Right. She attacked us that robot sound.
Yeah, it's all slow and 8-bit sounding.
That happened a couple times when you guys were talking in the background. I thought it was you guys fucking around with your soundboard.
What if you're banging your Cortana love doll and she turns around and goes and croaks at you like that?
It's not great.
No, dude, it's a bad look.
It really ruins your immersion.
Spook, you broke our immersion and we had to end the show. No, it's not your fault. The show was ending anyway. It was fucking done. It's over.
Okay, so anyways, you obviously read the timeline and you're like, what the fuck?
I saw it, yeah. It was funny. It was very funny.
No, not really. She's crazy.
Listen, you got to tell the fine people listening at home where to go.
Fuck off.
Go fuck yourselves. That's right. Go to bed.
Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourselves.
Go to bed. And fuck yourself in the bed. And fuck five guys with your hands down in the alleys if you want to get started. This is Radio Hate.
I guess.
Dr. Troubadour will meet you down there. Fuck off. Fuck out of here.
Fuck off.
Thanks for calling in, Spook.
Yeah, fuck you too. Yeah. No. No, thank you.
And go fuck yourself.
You 7 seconds, mama. You know I'm hungry. And beggars can't be choosers now, sweet honey. Sweet honey. I got what's coming. And Lord knows I've waited long enough. And I'm charging for a taste of your tasty, tasty stuff. Bring it on, couple seconds. You know you could love a beckon. You and I could make a fortune for a baby, I reckon. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, you showed up looking fine. Why do you like your 17 with a body like your 40? Oh, yeah, you 7 seconds, mama, got to quench my thirst. Should have fucked you long ago, but someone else was first. Bring it on, couple seconds. You know you could love a beckon. You and I could make a sandwich and better, baby, I reckon. Whoa, ow, 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 ow,